Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Rise and shine, everybody. Rise and shine. You are on the grind with Nate and Ben. Tego, whatever you call it, man. I like a nice little mellow cut. Welcome to the grind, ladies and gentlemen, Nate and Pam. Guys, the realest show ever. We promise that we're going to say some things on this show that some people may absolutely love, and we're going to say some things on this show that people may not like, because sometimes truth hurts. And we realize, we do understand, that there are absolute truths and there are relative truths. So we do understand that, but we promise, guys, not to be fake or phony with you guys. We promise to actually I'm sorry. Pam Steady is smiling at me, looking a little bewildered. You know, we promise, man, to actually be 100 with you guys and give you guys, the true us. Be who we say we are, you know, at all times. Not compromise ourselves for anything or anybody. And that's our vow to ourselves, and that's our vow to you guys today. So welcome to the grind, ladies and gentlemen. My coach just joined me, Miss Pam and Craig. Say what's up, Pam.
Great morning to everybody on the grind. How y'all feeling? Yes, the energy is here.
Right here. You're very, very loud this morning.
I'm loud.
Hold on. Let me give Pam a little chance.
Listen, this is me every day. Am I too loud, y'all?
Yeah. Here's what we don't want people on the radio to have to turn their volume down.
Okay.
So now that's why I got those headphones for you.
I need to talk like this. Great morning, everybody on the grind.
See, some people. See, this is what happens right here. This is what happens with people.
Great morning to all of you on the grind. Go ahead.
Anyway, you're on the grind with Nate McCray this morning.
And Pam McCray.
So Pam don't want to abide by the rules this morning, so we're just going to have to end up blocking her out if she don't want to act right. So, man, you know, you want to say good morning?
Again? I do.
And don't use your mellow, I ain't excited voice no more. You can use your good excited voice.
I can use my good excited voice. I just got to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
All right.
Okay.
Great morning to all of y'all jumping on the grind. Happy Friday. It is definitely another great day. I'm sorry. I just wake up on 10,000 every morning.
That's okay.
Because I jump out of bed and I get an opportunity on Tuesdays and Fridays before to be, you know, on this platform before those of you that jump on live, those of you that are on the Blog Talk Radio platform. And I'm excited. So, yeah, I bring that energy a little bit on the high octave. Imagine, you know, that's how I jump up out of bed every day. And those are the moments in which Nate's like, listen, I haven't had my cup of coffee. Matter of fact, we were talking to a friend the other day, right? And she said that her husband called her a Pop-Tart. And she's like, oh my goodness, I found another Pop-Tart friend, right? Who just pop up in the morning like, yes, it's
like
another
Pop-Tarts.
Day.
I don't like Pop-Tarts.
To be great. And I said, I never heard it put that way, but Pop-Tart, I thought that was very cute.
Yeah, that was cute. And you know, and it's okay. You know, and the only reason I said, because when I set the microphone, I set the microphone for a specific thing, and you're not here for the sound check, so
right.
I can't get it right where it needs to be when you're not here. So I don't know how loud you're gonna talk. This morning you came and you talked real loud, so I wasn't ready for
must
that.
Must have been that Nutriverse.
I saw the thing. I saw the mic pegged to 12, and I'm like, that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. So let me tone this down a little bit. So,
oh gosh, that's too funny.
Man, let me see. Good morning to everybody out there.
What is my phone doing? Look at this.
And Blog Talk Radio. Your phone does a lot of weird things. For those of you out there that if it's only happening to you, then it's you. Okay? So, what are you going to talk about?
Oh, you got a lot of jokes this morning.
Yeah, I got a lot of jokes this morning.
And I say that because, you know, Nate tells me that all the time about my computer. Because I'm like, just throw it away and go buy me another one. But he tells me, you know, I have the
that's
same
her,
computer.
That's her thing. Her thing is just I need another one.
Yeah, just throw it away.
Right,
go buy me another one.
That's like driving your car for 2 years, never changing the oil, never rotating the tires. And then you just say, let's just throw it away and get just go buy another one. Right? That's called not taking care of your investment.
All right, no maintenance.
Right? No maintenance. So when I talked to her about her computer, you know, I'm like, well, when's the last time you updated? You know, I'm on update 10.15. She's on update 8.76, you know, and I'm like, it's been like years since you've updated now. So now Pam's phone's not working right. And Pam, why is your phone not work right? Tell everybody why your phone out.
This is my second phone. My other phone doesn't work right.
Oh, this is second phone. Neither one of her phones work right.
My other phone might have a little few issues because maybe I have, I don't know, 75,000 photos.
Mm. See, y'all think I'm coming. Y'all, see, all y'all think I'm being mad. Y'all be like, leave alone. Leave up. No, that's not that. See, because people
Listen,
that love you.
I never profess to be perfect. I told y'all my phone. Please be patient with me. But go ahead.
People that love you are going to tell you the truth.
You're right. And right? I appreciate
and,
it.
And for the whole world out there, for all of you guys that never update your computer, you never update your phone, you never delete anything, these are the problems that you run into. And that's just real talk, okay? That's not being mean. That's just me being serious, right? And when you take it down to the Geek Squad, they're going to say, well, you got to delete some stuff. Or you need to get a phone with bigger storage. So typically the person that likes to keep everything, there is no amount of storage that's enough.
Right.
Because they just keep everything, and eventually they'll fill that up too. So, man, we have people joining us this morning from all over the world. We have people joining us from Facebook Live, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. People are absolutely excited about what The Grind is doing and what, you know, how real we are and what we're doing, you know, in this space. And it really is all about how you create in your space. And when you think about how God has orchestrated your life, and how things are really playing out in your life, you ask yourself, man, do I want to be present or do I want to be absent from my own life, right? Mm. From my own life. And believe it or not, that happens. You know, people do want to break from their own lives. That's why they go on vacation, right? You go on vacation because you want to break from your own life. And you want somebody to treat you like somebody. And you want to go and do something that you haven't done before in your regular life. So you spend 3 to 5 days, sometimes more, going and living a life that you want to live instead of manifesting that life, putting the work in to create that life. There's nothing wrong with vacations. Nothing wrong with vacations. I get it. We're going on a vacation ourselves here shortly. But that's because, you know, we work a lot. And that's something that we need to fix. Right. So we need to go on a vacation. So what are you creating in your own life right now?
So that you don't need a vacation from your life.
Vacation so that every day is a vacation for you. Right. Now, this is the realest show ever. And again, I did the same thing because I got to get this sun out of here.
Hey, I see that coming right across your face. So, you know, I think that's something great to talk about. You know, when you think about life, because you're right, we get up every day and we, you know, day in, day out. And, you know, a lot of people are on that grind, you know, grinding for the very thing that they want to wake up to every day. And it's nothing like it, especially as an entrepreneur. You got some, you talked about, entrepreneur and jobpreneur and, you know, just being able to, you know, continue forward in that grind every day, you know, because a lot of people grinding on a part-time basis, but it's possible, you know, I would think that, yeah, everybody starts off on a part-time basis grinding for that very thing that they want to see happen in their life so that one day it can become a full-time thing. But you're right. What are you doing? Because if you're not doing anything today that's going to help you to, you know, change your tomorrow, then what ends up happening is you just find yourself in the same position and that life never becomes a vacation. You want to be able to wake up every day and feel like, you know, hey, you're in total control, right? In total control, being able to do it, because, you know, I guess you have to ask yourself, what is freedom to you, like for real, you know? And whatever that level of freedom is, then that grind makes even that much more sense to get up every day and to do the things necessary in order to, you know, live the life of a vacation. There's nothing like owning your day. There's nothing like owning your time. There's nothing like being able to control your schedule. There's nothing like being able to decide, okay, am I going to eat breakfast at home this morning? Am I going to go and, you know, catch a restaurant? Am I going to go and create my office right here today? Or am I going to go and, you know, make Starbucks or the beach or somewhere in my office? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and when you're able to wake up, you know, and create the life that you live, but we got to understand that it's that grind, that work that you got to do in order to get yourself to that level. And some people, you know, start a little later than others, but in life, But it's never too late. It's never too late to, you know, create the life that you always want to see and wake up to, you mm-hmm, know, but it mm-hmm. just means that the grind has to become that much stronger and harder and, you know, every single day. Like, you just got to put the pedal to the metal for real every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Every day. That's my favorite word. Every day. Like, every day. What are you doing every day? Every day, what are the five things that you're doing every single day to perfect your craft, to perfect the very thing that you want to see happen in your life? What are the top five things that you do every single day in order to make it happen? Because if you're not being consistent in your activity and in your grind, then what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself just spinning your wheels. And we did it for a very long time, for real, until we had to make up our mind and to understand that, you know what, our grind got to be different. You know, just like E.T. say, your grind got to be congruent with the dream. And if the grind is not congruent with the dream, then the dream will never become your reality. You know, it's time out for, you know, just having the goals and the dreams and the visions on the walls and written down and everything. What are we doing in order to manifest them? What are we doing in order to create the vacation, the life that we want to live?
Yeah, and there's always a trade-in.
Yeah,
there's always a trade in, and I think that's the sticking point for most people. And guys, we don't sit in front of you guys saying we got it all figured out, because I can assure you we do not. You know, we fail daily, but the difference is we talked about on the last show. You know,
we grind daily, right?
When you fail, are you moving forward, or are you just staying still? But we fail. You fail, you learn the lesson. And you learn the lesson, that means you put the fix in place.
Right.
Right. It may not be pretty in the beginning, but it's a fix.
Right.
It's something that you're doing so that you don't fail that same way again. Because we all know when we look at life, it's just one big track. So how many times are you going to hit that same pothole?
Right.
How many times? And I believe when we're talking about manifesting the life that we want, I think it all starts there. You have to start dreaming. You have to know what you want first, because most people don't believe that they can have what they want.
That's
because, true. Yeah, you've lived the life that you're living right now, and that life has really been poisoned by a lot of different opinions of a lot of people, right?
Mm.
So as kids, we dreamed. We dreamed big as kids. We said we could do anything we wanted to do. We were like, our parents told us that, you know, you can have anything you want. You can be anything that you want. You can do anything that you want. All you have to do is go out, work hard for it. Somewhere along the line, from that point to when we became adults, there are some things that happened that caused us to stop dreaming, right? And we call that life, right? Life happens. And when life happens, you get a family, you get kids, you have tragedies in life, you have different situations that happen, good and bad, that maybe alter that original path. And it happens in a subtle way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't really know what's happening, and then you look up and you were going this way, trying to become what you always dreamed of becoming, and then all of a sudden you start going this way. And then you look up, you're like, well, I'm off track. And, you know, now you have the task of putting yourself back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even harder now, because you've gotten a lot of things that you've connected to your engine,
mm-hmm.
right? That are following you, that are influence what you do. And so it's even harder now, because now you've got to steer the whole ship back, you know, back on track. And sometimes that's a little hard. So, you know,
that's life. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the dream starts to, you know, the things start to wobble a little bit. Life begins to happen. That's the reason why, just like you talk about as kids, mm-hmm. you know, you can dream, you can believe that you want to do and can become anything. But, you know, one of the things as I'm listening to you talking to you, a very great book that we listen to all the time, The Strangest Secret, you know, by Earl Nightingale, you know, he talks about it and how typically by the age of 25, we stop dreaming. We dream real big, but by the age of 25, you stop dreaming. And he talks about how a survey of like 100 people, you know, is done, and you know, you got so many of them, only about 5 people actually make it, you know, mm-hmm. and about 50 something odd, the majority of them are still broke at the age of, you know, whatever the age is that he talks about in that book. But you know, it's crazy, because it's all about the mindset and the activity and what you actually do in order to, you know, move forward to really making that dream become your reality, you know.
Right.
But when life starts to kick in and, you know, reality starts to kick in, it's really about how you handling life. You know, it's 10% what happens to us, it's 90% of how we handle it. And, you know, when we tell how we view the things that happen to us makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times we can look at the challenges, the hurdles, the issues that we come to in life as just that, problems, or we can take we can see differently and see beyond that and see that, you know, these things that we have to go through, that they're the stepping stones that
mm-hmm.
literally are going to take us to the next level, that are going to help us to manifest the dream, so that we're not looking at the problem, but instead we're looking at the solution, and we're knowing that these problems are all going to come together in order to create the very reality that we want to see, the very dream that we want to see, the very person that we need to become, because, you know, all of this is necessary in order for us to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can say that that was one of the things that was, you know, way back when, that was really hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
To grab, to even look beyond, because I remember, you know, and you know, I remember being in different situations and you know, issues and things that we had to go through in life together, you know, as a couple, you know, individually, with me battling with being shy and afraid and things of that nature. And I used to look at the problem. I used to be like, you know, that's what I focused on. And then I began to realize what you focus on grows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I'm focusing on the problem instead of focusing on the solution and what's going to become as a result of it, then guess what? That problem is going to continue to grow.
Right.
Just like if you focus on negativity, you allow negativity to come into your life, you surround yourself with negative people, people bringing you negative energy, negative conversations, guess what? That energy is going to breed more energy. And so once I began to change my mindset and I began to work on me and I began to understand, okay, listen, I am the only one that can fix this. I'm the only one that can control this. God has given me everything that I need on the inside of me, but I have to be able to dig deep and to realize that, you know what, this is a part of my process. And many times that's where we lose it. We don't want to go through the process that's necessary. We don't want to go through the grind that's necessary. We don't want to understand and know that we for real are all diamonds. We're all created as diamonds, but we start off as these little pieces of coal, you know, that literally got to go through the pressure, that got to go through the heat, that has to go through the pain, that has to go through the cutting in order to come out and to shine, you know, like the beautiful diamond that you already were. But many times people fall by the wayside in the process and focus on the problem instead of focusing on the promise. And if we begin to focus more on the promise, then we'll begin to see God do some amazing things in our life. And so that's what I had to do. I had to stop focusing on the issues and instead really begin to believe and to focus on where I wanted myself to go and where I wanted us to go as a family. And so as I began to do that, life began to change. My mindset began to change, but I had to work on me, like for real. That's where many people miss it. They don't take the time to really work on them, to really discover who you are, to really pour the things into you necessary that are going to build you up, that are going to uplift you, that are going to really make you feel like you are unstoppable, because we really are. We have the power to do everything that we want to do in life. But many times we allow all the little issues to take us off our game and we forget for real who we are. But, you know, it's a daily grind. It's an everyday work. That's the key thing. Every day.
Every day. So you're saying that the people actually allow people there as they're going through life, it's people, places, and things that take them off track.
Right.
And the million dollar question is, how do I get back on track? Pam just gave you guys a lot on how you can, you know, create the proper mindset and get back on track. But, you know, I think it's in that we hear every day. We hear that every day. We can get up and I know people that listen to personal development every day, multiple times a day, but are at the exact same place in life.
That's true.
And yeah, because all they heard was feed your brain, listen to something good, right? And you know, listen to it and listen to it every day. And, you know, it's repetition. Well, you hear it and you get really good at repeating it, but you kind of suck at applying it.
Right. And that's the key.
And that's the key of in life is as application. But as I was saying earlier, you end up getting off track, and then you start asking yourself, you know, well, is it too late? And how do I get back on track? And there are some real practical application things that you're going to have to apply in your life, and it's not going to be a pretty thing. This is the grind, right? You know, the grind is grungy, just like this logo. The grind is grungy. It ain't pretty down there.
Right.
So when you're down there, I think most people are looking for somebody to give them a pat on the back. You know, great job. You know, I see you down there. I see you doing what you need to do for your life. And that's not going to happen.
Right.
So you guys got to understand that it starts with your vision for your life. As Pam just said, what do I want for me? Do I believe in me? And one of the hardest things for a person to do, especially when they've gotten off track, is to believe in themselves again. Because you did at one point in time. You did. And I'm looking in the mirror. I'm talking to myself right now.
Right.
Because I have to have these conversations with myself just to keep going. Guys, just keep it 100. It's some mornings, no matter who you are, some mornings it feels like the devil is sitting on your chest and you just don't feel like you can move. But the things that we feed our brains, the things that we actually apply to our lives are the things that allow us to throw the devil, which is the situations and the circumstances that we go through daily, it allows us to throw that off of us so that we can actually get up and move. And as we're applying these different things to our life, we're down there, we're grinding, and we're asking ourselves, how long do I have to grind? You know, how long? The grind is forever, just to answer that question. you know, how long do I have to be down here? And that's the difference, okay? You don't have to be down there that long. It all depends on you, right? How intent are you? How focused are you? How driven are you? How many accolades do you need while you're in the trench, while you're down below? How many people do you need to buy into, you know, what you're doing? Because I'm going to tell you, in the beginning, nobody's going to like what you're doing. I should be honest. No, people are going to see you, and they're going to see you doing something different. I'm going to show you guys where the switch comes from. This is how the switch happens. Just like it's as simple as somebody, you going down the train track, and the way a train gets where it goes is somebody electronically, it used to be manually, but somebody electronically hits the switch, and the train tracks switch, right? They come together, and they switch the track from one side to the other, and it's just one piece that connects, right? So, and that's what happens. So when you're going this way and you decide that I want to go this way, you automatically switch tracks. And it's just that it's easy, but the fallout from it is going to be hard because you're taking the audience that you already had, right? And they already know who you are. And I've said this before, it's hard for the people that know you to get past who you are or who you were to see who you're becoming, to see who you're going to be, because they don't have that vivid picture in their head, right? So when you switch tracks, you're essentially deciding that I'm going to do the best thing for my life right now, right? And I know I've got all of this baggage now that I've attracted to me, and you know, they're going to have to either decide whether or not they want to be a part of this ride when I switch tracks or not. Because if you're the leader, which you are, everybody is a leader of their life, you have to decide that I want to do something different to get myself back on the right track for my life. Now, there's things you may not be able to recapture. I did that. But we did a whole show on, you know, dreaming, right? Revisualizing, assessing where you are, actually writing where you want it to go, where you feel short, and now I'm trying to figure out, okay, but let me adjust this thing. Mm-hmm. Now I'm 50 years old.
Right.
Where do I go from here?
Right.
And you make a new plan. You redream. And you start a new grind. And as you're starting that new grind, people will automatically either fall away from you or stay with you. That's where the transition happens. And a lot of people kind of lose there, right? Because they want the buy-in of the people that they know.
Right.
They want the buy-in. All of the people that they're familiar with. They want them to automatically say, I see what you're doing.
I love it. And the reality is they don't understand it because it doesn't fit who you are.
Right.
It doesn't fit who you are right at that moment.
Right.
And they've gotten real snuggly and comfortable with who you are because what you're lacking in doesn't affect them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're lacking in it and they don't know it and they're snuggled all up against you and all of a sudden you pull away, they're like, why the heck are they pulling away? Oh, you're being bougie. Oh, you getting brand new. You know, why are you acting all funny now? Right. But you have to be at that transition point in your life the way you know what? I got to handle that. And that's the falling away period. Right. That's the falling away. The great falling away, as the Bible calls it. And people are going to fall away from you. And as they fall away, you let them fall away. No problem. Because you're not mad at them. It's cool. Because you know that now you're getting your life back on track.
Right.
At some point in
lined
time.
Lined up with your purpose.
Yeah, lined up with your purpose because you've lost that.
Right.
At some point in time, they may come back and see you for what you've become. And that's okay, too. But you can't allow, you know, the mindset of someone else to affect your mindset. So, you know, this morning we're talking about, you know, getting back on track, you know, regaining your vitality, taking back your life, re-identifying your purpose, and re-identifying your passion, because your passion, once you discover your passion, it's always going to uncover your purpose. And if you don't discover what you're really good at and what you like to do, then and sometimes it's hard for people because you look at what you may be passionate about baking, right? You make the best cookies in the world. You can your chocolate chip cookie, when you break it, man, the doggone
don't do that.
Chocolate is just gooey. And you made this cookie from scratch, and everybody talks about your cookies, and then you're saying, I love to bake, right? So, but you only bake cookies good. You suck at making cakes, right? It's just those cookies, right? So now you're like, but I can't. My whole my passion can't be baking cookies. That may not be your overall passion. There's some things that you have to discover after that that you're good at as well, but that's your starter passion, right? That's what's going to get you to the other things that you're good at,
right?
Because if you don't find that point that makes you confident in your abilities where you are right now, right? What do you have to offer yourself right now? What do I have for me? And you have to find that one thing. And under that one thing, there's some other stuff down there that hasn't surfaced yet. See, Pam talks about all of us having what we need on the inside, right? And the reason when people look on the inside, they're like, and this is we're just talking like figuratively, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people do soul searching and they try and figure out who they are, and they look inwardly, they don't see anything. All they see is what they could do, potential. Those are seeds, right? And any seed, no seed is going to grow unless it gets nourishment.
Right, absolutely.
It has to get the water. It has to get the nourishment. But what people lack to do is to feed that seed. And because when people say, I want to grow, they're asking to grow, but they're not watering themselves.
Right.
So when you start feeding those seeds by figuring out what your starter passion is, right? My starter passion is I love to bake cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So you start baking cookies, and then you find out that, you know what, I'm not just good at baking cookies. You know, now I'm good at baking. I can make cookies, and I can make a big giant cookie, and I can sell on my menu. I got a giant cookie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just using this as an example, as a very lower example, right? If you're that person, then this is you, right? Then you start discovering everything else about who you are because now those seeds are starting to sprout out. They're starting to say, oh, wow, now I see that I can come out and this person has actually created an atmosphere or a foundation. The soil is now rich. And now I can actually start to grow and not be afraid. Now I can be more than just a seed. I can actually break ground and now get harvested because you can't take the seed. You can sell the seeds at market, right? But what do people want? Most people aren't willing to grow their own fruits and vegetables. They just want to go to the store and buy them.
Right.
Right. So when your seeds start to break ground.
Can't avoid that process.
Yeah, it's when your profit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's when your passion starts to turn into profit, but you got to go through that seed phase in order to get to where you want to be before you can start making profit. And I think people start to get impatiently. People are impatiently patient. right? They say they're patient, but they're impatient because they want it right away.
Yeah, we're right now people.
You're right now. You're microwave. I want that money right now.
Microwave society.
I want to do this and I want to make money, but you haven't been through the process.
Right.
Yet. You haven't allowed your seed to get watered enough to where now you're faithful with that thing. You're committed to it. You're seeing that, you know, God said, you know, when you're faithful over little, I'll make you ruler of much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're faithful over that little seed, whatever your starter passion is. And some of you are great at certain things and nobody else can do them, right? That's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, that's your thing. Do your thing. And as you do that thing, be able to understand that not everybody's going to understand it, right? That was the whole thing that stopped me from even starting this show. I didn't think that people would want to hear me. I didn't think that people would understand what I was saying because my whole thing was unscripted and real. And, you know, I was going to say what God gave me to say at all times, right? I said, God, I'm not going to put myself in it. I'm not going to script you out. I'm not going to put you in a box because I don't believe that there is a box, right?
You're right.
You see what I'm saying? That was my thing, and that stopped me.
It did stop you for a long time. And even when we talked about the other day on how you say God allowed you to go to a certain point, and then you was like, okay, I need you to go to a halt because your wife has to step in. You know, this mm-hmm. is something that a vision that I've given for the both of you. And I can say that's the reason why I didn't want to step in. And it's because, and I have to recognize that was fear, like for real, because I have my husband who's, you know, very unscripted, and me, I had to script everything, like for real. I needed to know what I was talking about. I needed to study it. I needed to write stuff down. I needed to do all kinds of things and to have all kinds of stuff in front of me. But then I had to realize, you know what, God is saying, I'm working on you every single day. You're spending time with me every single day. And so I had to understand and realize that, you know what, if it's on the inside of me, at that given moment, God's going to bring it out of me. And that's the reason why it's so important that we work on ourselves every single day. And so once I got myself to the point of just allowing, number one, allowing God to move and getting in alignment with my husband, then I could tell you that's when God just began to give me, like, now I wake up every single day. But in the beginning of this show, when I first started coming on here, I used to be like, listen, what are we talking about? I need to know. You're not going to have me on here looking crazy. You know, I need to know exactly what we're about to say. But you know what? He was like, listen, we're going to allow God to lead. And I tell you, every single time, God has never failed us to where, you know, there's moments in the morning which, you know, we wake up and we're like, okay, this is what God, and it's crazy because God to give him something while he's at home having his cup of coffee and give me something while I'm driving Dayton to school, and we come together and it's right in alignment. And it's because of the fact that we're just allowing God to lead us and do what he's telling us to do. But because we got it on the inside of us, it's going to come out. And when we understand that and we now embrace the process that God has for us to go through, just like Nate was talking about, you know, many times we don't want to go through that process. We want to just go to the grocery store and we want to get all the fruit and the veggies and all of that that's already been through the process, that the seed has already been planted in the ground and watered and cultivated and all that good stuff to grow into the things that we want. But when we get that as a vision for our life, if we've already got the stuff already grown and put together, it's not solid. It's not stable. It has no foundation. It's okay for us to go to the grocery store and buy the food. But when it comes time to our life, when it comes time to our dreams, when it comes time to our vision, we got to build that thing. We have to start at the very root. You know, we got to start at that seed and get up every single day and water it and do what's necessary. And understand that it's all about the process, because just like, you know, we all want it now, but we have to understand that life, when it comes time to getting things done, we're like that bamboo tree. You know, you may not see the growth. You're watering. You're getting up every day. You're grinding every day. You're putting together the things that God is telling you to do. You're doing those five things that I mentioned every single day that's moving you forward to the very goals that you want to see happen in your life. Then all of a sudden, on that fifth year, when that bamboo tree sprouts, it's going to sprout and it's going to sprout up huge. But many times we want to circumvent that process and not understanding that that's how our lives really are about. We have
question.
To.
And you got a good question, too. You know, I think Jim just asked a question. She made a statement. It was a great statement, Gemma. We can see you guys on Facebook Live. And she made a great statement. And if you guys want to actually go to the radio live, it's 646-668-2564, 646-668-2564. Raise your hand, and you know, and from there, guys, we'll give you a quick 60 seconds to express yourself and go from there. So we see we got some hands raised already. So we'll get to you guys in a minute. But I wanted to address this question or this statement that I see here, and it's a good one. And I think a lot of people struggle with that because that's what we do. We bridge gaps here. So when you her statement was, and I want to read it.
I didn't
it.
See it.
I want to read it verbatim because that's how good it is. And I want to help you with that. And I think it's going to help a lot of people. I'm so glad you made the statement. She says, it's hard to move past that because now you see the big picture and know how bad they also need it, but they haven't seen the big picture yet and not ready to move with you. And that's a great statement. And, you know, it's the same thing that Pam and I that struggled with, right? Pam hadn't seen the big picture yet because she was doing something else, right? So I had vision. And let me break it down for you guys because, you know, God gives both of us visions, right? And when we look at that vision, we say, okay, is this the best vision to move us forward? Right. And morally, I mean, with integrity and the whole nine. So that's what we kind of gauge it by. And the reason Pam wasn't with me is because she was engaged in something else. But to answer your to address your statement, I didn't stop. Right.
I knew what I needed to do.
I didn't stop the show. I did take a break from the show because, to be quite honest with you guys, I got tired. I got burnt out, right? And it was, you know, I was being attacked at that very moment on so many different levels. So I needed a break. So I took a break. But when I came back, you know, I didn't come back because Pam was with me. I came back because, you know, I knew I needed to get my butt back because that was the vision. That's what God told me I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So but when you have somebody in your life that has their own vision and you've got your vision and those visions aren't equally yoked to move the unit or the partnership forward, there's always going to be a struggle.
Right.
And how do you address that? Right. How do you address it? It's no easy way, but I'll tell you this, when it comes to your personal growth, you never compromise that. Never ever compromise it. It was easy for me to you know, to keep staying in Pam's ear. You know, the show's waiting on you. I can move. I used to tell her, I said, I can move and go forward by myself and have success, right? But if I'm not going to have the success that we could have together, we're powerful apart and we're even more powerful together,
right?
So we understood that, and that was always our thing. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to stop.
Right.
I wasn't going to. I'd never dummy myself down, right? I'm not backing up, you know, and waiting on somebody that may not catch up.
Right.
Okay. God has called each and every one of us to actually be the example.
Right.
Right. So, and I always talk about the light. When the light is below the table, it still shines, but a lot of people can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But God has called you to put your light on the mountaintop. How do you get your light on the mountaintop? By not quitting, by continually moving.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I love about people. The fear of loss makes people do things. Right. When people feel that they're being left behind or losing something, they're either going to concede or catch up.
That's true.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're called to let them make that decision. Right. Because if I'm running a marathon and I've chosen to run with the weakest person in the race and I vow that I'm not going to leave the weakest person in the race, then I vow to also come in last. Right. Right. We're going to fail together and be last together.
Right.
No, I'm going to set the bar and I'm going to tell you, well, we can't run together right now because you're not strong enough, right? We can't run this race together right now. I'm going to come in first, right? I need for you to get strong enough day by day. So maybe you start coming in 10th and now you come in 8th. And then when we both have a strong, you know, heart and we can run now, maybe you can push me and I can push you.
Right.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes, it
that
does.
That circle, right? You can't be so, I don't want to call it emotional, but you can't be so focused on other people to where you lose focus of your own vision.
Right.
And you stop moving forward to your own vision. And there are some people that have gotten very good at making you feel very guilty for what you do. I'm telling you, they've gotten very good at it. They make you feel as if, you know, you're being selfish because you're not helping them and yada, yada, yada. And there's only so much help you can give a person that is dead set on being last.
Right.
Right. If a person is showing me that, you know what, I want it and they're following the principles, then I honor that all day long. And at that point is when you start getting help. Right. And you start getting help. But the help isn't I'm going to pick you up and carry you. Right. The help is I'm going to motivate you. And I'm gonna help you move to where you need to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, mentally. Let's keep grinding. So to your point, you have to keep moving.
Right.
Bottom line, you have to keep moving and elevating. And at some point in time, they'll either concede or they'll catch up. It depends on, and that happens a lot in relationships too,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, we call that, you know, you're not equally yoked. And some we always say you never. How you start is not always how you finish, right? You may be in a partnership in business and both of you said, you know what, I want to make, you know, X amount of dollars by the end of the year. And you're still driving toward that. And that other person's like, well, they've already pulled up short. I got a cramp in my leg. I don't think I'm going to be able to get there, you know? And
right.
What do you do? Oh, you say, oh, I got a cramp in my leg too. I don't think I'm going to make it. You know, no, you just keep moving. You keep moving. And
yeah.
And after a while, they'll stop faking and they'll try to either catch up or they'll quit the race. Either way, you win because you want to be with people that are moving as fast as you are, right? I mean, they don't make cars with separate engine parts on the outside of it. They put them all under a hood and they all work contiguously together, right? Everything works together to make that car go. If you take all the parts out and set it on the ground, the car is not going anywhere. And the actual body of the car is sitting there like, well, somebody going to put this stuff in here so I can go? I look pretty sitting here. There's nothing in the hood.
Right.
Right. So you got to keep moving.
That's true. You got to keep moving. And when you recognize, you know, what your purpose is and you understand that it has to be in alignment, whatever you're doing has to be in alignment with your purpose. And if it starts to go to the left or to the right, then you got to pull that thing back into alignment. And again, it all gets back to just listening and doing what God is telling you to do, understanding and knowing that everybody's not going to understand it. It's your purpose. Everybody's not going to agree with it. It's your purpose. But the right ones will. And so you got to realize that, you know, everybody is not meant to agree with your grind. Everybody's not meant to be a part of your purpose. But the right ones and the ones that God is calling to you, the ones that you're supposed to be connected to, the ones that you're supposed to be a blessing to, the ones that you're supposed to move forward with, they will. And so you just have to really understand that. And it won't be easy, though. You know, mm-hmm. you know, it won't be easy.
Oh, that's a powerful statement right there. So yeah. Like I said, sometimes you have to lose everything to find your strength.
That's the truth.
And sometimes those mm-hmm. things that you lost, you didn't need.
Right. Absolutely.
And gosh, man. I'm
that is
you,
so true.
When
that
you,
is so true.
When you, it's funny because that's kind of like a statement I put in the book that I'm writing. It was talking about how, you know, what ifs, I fall and I fall so hard that I just absolutely feel like I can't get up, you know, but you deep down, you know that you got to get up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all in all, it's congratulations. Now you know what the bottom feels like.
Right.
So now you have a gauge, you know, where you don't want to be. So you've hit the bottom and there is, you know, there's a bottom, right? You don't really want to ever hit the bottom, right? That's the key to this thing. Don't learn the lessons and don't hit the bottom,
mm-hmm.
right? Because when you think you're on the bottom, that's really not the bottom.
Right, right. Remember, you
right?
always say, well, you should always say that, and something about it can't get no worse or something, and every time you say it, right?
Man, I'm telling you, when right. we were struggling, I would say, if this thing gets any worse, I don't know what I'm going to do. Right? I just don't know what's going to happen.
Right, because you think that that's the worst, right?
Every time, like clockwork, it would get worse. And I'm like, and I would sit there. It took me 4 or 5 times saying it. I'm like, man, God, if this gets any worse, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, God's like, well, let me show you what you're going to do.
Right.
And make it worse.
Right.
And made it worse.
Those
and then
words.
I'm like, dang, Nate, stop
Creative
saying that.
Power.
Stop saying that if it gets worse, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, what I started to say is, you know what, God, I know why you have me here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the lesson that you're trying to teach me. And I'm learning a lesson by doing X, Y, and Z because I don't want to come back here again.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say it could be worse. It could always be worse. Right. I mean, I did something the other day and it was yesterday. I'm trying to remember what it was. And I think I hit my toe or something.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember, it was probably a couple of things, but I hit my toe. And when you stub your toe, it hurts.
it
hurts.
Right.
But here's what I've learned, and it's hard to do. You have to really practice this, right? What I've learned is when something happens, I always look at the bright side, right? So if I stub my toe, and immediately because it hurts, I'll tell myself it don't hurt, but then I replace that with I look at it and I start bending my toe, and I said, "Whoo, that could have been worse. I could have broke my toe," right? And the pain starts to go away. Even faster.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you look at things differently, things change.
Right.
Like
right.
for real, how you look at everything is the way that the reaction is going to really gauge what ends up happening. And that's true. If you think differently, then you'll react differently.
Right.
And you know, you're talking to physical pain, but I could take us back to, you know, like when we first got here, like for real, if I was so focused on materialistic stuff, like you remember when we first moved here, we went to play golf and I left my purse in the car, my Louis Vuitton purse. And when I travel, I used to, but I put all of my jewelry in my bag. And so we went to play golf one day with my brother and literally as they were getting out to go get the golf cart and everything, I was lagging behind trying to get stuff out of my purse that I wanted to take. And I just figured, okay, let me push my bag up underneath the seat. And I promise you, you know, when I lost this bag, it could have been devastating because it had everything in it. I had my wallet, it had all our kids' social security cards, every credit card, probably about $15,000 worth of jewelry. And I mean, just so my second phone, everything was in this bag. And when we came out, somebody was watching me, obviously, because I had pushed it up underneath the seat and we were in his pickup truck. And literally came out and only to find that somebody had gone on the other side, bust the glass, and stole all my stuff. And that could have been devastating, like for real. I could have reacted. I could have broke down. I could have been like, oh, my goodness. But all I did was like, I didn't even pay attention to it. I started picking up the phone, doing what I needed to do to make sure I got all our cards canceled and things of that nature. But I drove on. I didn't skip a beat about none of that stuff because I realized, well, it had to happen for whatever reason. I don't know. But, you know, and it might have been something had to get out of my life, right? But anyway, I didn't pay attention to it. And sometimes we have to realize that how we look at things for real is going to really determine how we react to the things that happen in our life really determines where we're going to go. It's all about how we handle things. Mm-hmm. And so I literally, you know, let that stuff go. And just realize that, you know what, there must be better out there or something. But, you know,
it's hard
really
initially.
Yes,
it really
is hard.
We're not telling
but what could I do
that.
About that situation? Yeah. So I couldn't change it. I wasn't going to be able to get it back. You know, all I could do was file a police report just in case. But, you know, at the end of the day, I knew the stuff wasn't coming back to me. So I had to drive on. I had to move past it. And I had to just do what was necessary to protect our stuff, to protect our kids' social security cards and all of that good stuff and move on. And forget about that materialistic stuff. Mm-hmm. So it really is about how you handle things.
And it's hard. You know, God gave you emotions for a reason.
Right.
And, you know, initially, you know, the anger, the, you know, the remorse, you know, all of those are real feelings that we have and they're God-given. But he gave us those feelings to express ourselves, not to stay in.
Right. But I learned a lesson. So you got to learn. Because I was one of those people. I moved. I understood that Vegas is very different, okay? You got people watching you and wanting to do stuff all the time.
Vegas, though. Don't do Vegas.
No,
like
but
that.
I'm just saying,
Vegas.
You know, you. I'm just saying, you know, listen, I used to do that all the time. I said, and I was that person that I would get out the car. I had no problem, like, leaving my stuff in the car, you know, in the back seat and never really paid any attention. I had to learn a lesson. And I learned it very quick. I don't care what it is, okay? I'm not a pair of sunglasses. It's not staying in the car no more. Everything coming out. Nothing would be in the view, but I had to learn that lesson. I had to learn it the hard way.
And you
way.
Put the fix in place.
Yeah, I put
and
the fix in place. That'll never happen
yeah.
again.
See, and I think that's where a lot of some people miss it. Some
right.
people miss it right there.
Right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
and these are small examples, but some people miss it
yeah.
because there are more detrimental things that happen in life for
right.
people. I mean, on a personal level, on a relationship level. Things happen and people feel that they can't recover from them. And, you know, I just love, you know, the fact that, you know, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so that means that the people around you change. And when you move, you have to realize that not everybody's going to move with you, but sometimes you have to give up something to get something.
Right.
Right. You have to open your hand. So they got, because sometimes you create, and we're talking about moving off track and getting back on track. The very thing that got you off track is the very thing that you don't want to let go of right now, right? And I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it because it's always the elephant in every room,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have to address the elephant in the room, right? So, you know, no matter what it is, it can be a person. It can be a place. It can be a thing, right? Whatever it is, if it's holding you back,
mm-hmm.
you either have to figure out a way to get it on track with what you want to do or leave it behind and allow it to catch up, right? So you have to make that decision. And I wish I could tell you guys an easier way to do it, but it all starts with communication. And it's what I want. This is what I want to do,
right?
This is what because you were an individual before you became yoked with somebody, right? Or something, right?
Right.
So now this is what I want to do. This is how I want to better myself,
mm-hmm.
right? Personally. And if the person says they don't want you to better yourself personally by not motivating you, allowing you to do that, then that may not be the person or the situation for you, right? And their resolve may not be as strong as your resolve. You may have known them for 20, 30, 40 years,
right?
But if they, I'm not telling you to run out and say, well, you know what, I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving. But what I am telling you to do is be intentional.
Right.
Be intentional for what you
That's
want.
Good.
Stop allowing me, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to get progressively disgruntled, right? You're going to be like, man, I wish I would have did this 10 years ago. What
now,
if I would have did this 5 years ago, you know, but you were considering all of the costs of things that you no longer needed in your life, the things that are holding you back, you're holding on to them and they're holding on to you. And you're just standing there together with those people, places or things doing nothing.
Hmm.
And it's not an easy, and I don't want to keep saying it's hard, but I want you guys to understand that it's challenging. It's going to be a challenge. I don't want you, because I want you guys to look back and say, well, he didn't say anything about it, not, you know, about it being challenging. Oh, it's going to be a challenge. But that's where the growth comes in.
Absolutely.
So get back on track. Figure out where it is that, you know, things started to mess up. Figure out what you've assessed and what you've gotten into your life from that point. And man, sometimes it's shaking time, you know, it's circle time. Know that, understand your grind, and people are grinding just as hard as you are, and now it's easier for you to move because now you don't have any times that is, like I said, people, places and things. I don't want you can got fill in those blanks. Okay, some of you are going places you should not be going, right? Some of you are doing things that you know you should not be doing, right? And, you know, one of the hardest things, I'm not going to get on the physical thing because, you know, y'all get mad when I start talking about what people eat. That's crazy.
So you were doing good today.
But that's crazy that, you know, when you start talking about stuff like that, people will get mad. Well, you know, why is he talking about, you know, what I eat. And that, because that is the thing, that's the hardest thing for a person to actually get past.
It is.
What they eat physically.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll do all the personal development in the world, that mentally, but they won't change their physical habits, right? And wonder why they don't feel good anymore.
That's
right?
True. That's
so, and that's just reality.
Yeah, because you leave with them taste buds. And I think we all can do that. And that's, you know, believe it or not, you know, I eat healthy and, you know, definitely pay attention to my health, understanding that my health is everything. But there are some things that I struggle with, you know, but I realized that I have to stop saying certain things. I no longer, y'all used to always hear me say, I like to, I say it for this purpose, but I don't say it anymore. I like to eat. No, I have stopped saying that. You know what? You will no longer hear Pam McCray say that about myself, because I realized words have creative power. And since I've been out here in Vegas, I've been eating because I've been saying it. Okay. So no longer, but you're right. You got to take control of every area of your life for real.
Absolutely.
And you got the power to take control of it all in order to be able to get things back on track. And when we understand that, you know, everything is a part of our purpose and our process, then we'll begin to move forward. We realize that, you know what, if there's no challenge, there's not going to be any growth. We got to go through the challenges. We got to go through the pain. If there's no mess, right, we are allowed to create messes in our life. So if there's no mess, there'll never be a message. So we got to understand that everything that we go through, that, it, you know, when it's a challenge, it's just a test. But we got to pass that test in order for it to now become a testimony. And we get up with that mindset every single day, realizing and knowing that, you know what, this is just all the things that I need to go through in order to get to that very destination that I want to get to. Then we'll wake up every day with a different attitude, doing the things necessary every day in order to make sure that we're grinding in order to meet the goals that we want to see happen in our life.
Absolutely.
So that life Absolutely. Can be that vacation that we talked about, and you wake up every day to it, not having to just catch a flight, but you can come back home and be excited about being back home too, right?
Absolutely. Create the life you want.
Right.
Create the life that you want, and it's going to be a journey. It really is. Start to create it now. No matter how old you are, it's never too late. Start to create that life, and as you're creating it, guys, things will happen for you, and you open up and become things that you never even imagined you would become. You'll find yourself understanding things that you haven't understood before. You'll find yourself doing things that, man, I've never been able to do that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now here I am doing things that I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I never thought I would be able to do that, but it doesn't start until you start.
Right.
Right? Find that starter goal, or that starter passion, right, guys, and go from there.
Absolutely.
And so guys, thank you guys for being a part of the grind. The grind happens every Tuesday and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And understand that, guys, you know, we are promoters of the 3%, and the 3% means, guys, you are clicking. We played that last week. It means that you are clicking on all three cylinders. Right. That's why you are not the song picker. Right. You are not the song picker.
Oh, no, two right? songs. Yeah.
So, you know, tap into all three facets of your life.
I get sold out for what I do.
And things happen. And you know, do some different things. Listen to some different music.
I do listen to it when I'm with you. What's, you know what I'm looking for? Huh? But absolutely, y'all. I'm going to let Nate go ahead and take control of the song as we close out.
All right, so I'm going to take this caller. We got a caller on the line, and you got 60 seconds, caller. 60 seconds and to express yourself. We got area code 347 on the line. You got 60 seconds before the grind is over.
Okay, how y'all doing? This is Nicole Jones. I just want to tell you that
it
has been a positive mental mindset, and about the vibrational frequency of the universe is so real. So you just got to keep your mind controlled. And so just continue to read your word and know that all things is working together for your good. And what
yes.
Nathan McCray was talking about is the subconscious programming. You got to reprogram, you got to uproot some subconscious programming and replant it so that everything will work together for your good and stay positive. You just got to stay motivated and have that daily motivation daily. So it's always a daily work. So you got to pat yourself on the back and be proud of yourself for the small celebrations and the large celebrations. And just know all things is working together for your good. Just stay focused, stay positive. Positive thoughts will create positive results. And so
that's
what I'm talking about. I'm in my new place. I've manifested peace. Prosperity, wealth, abundance, that's what it's about. Positive thoughts create the positive results that you want to see in your life. But it's a daily work. And
absolutely.
Never give up
well,
on your dream.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Never give up on your
never
journey, ladies and gentlemen. Positive thoughts create positive results. And we'll go out on
Nicole.
That note. Thank you so much, Nicole, for those words
thank
of wisdom.
You,
and
God
bless you.
Guys.
Bless
have
the
day.
Show. Bless the business.
Absolutely.
Yes, you
guys.
Too.
Let's do what we do, man, and let's go out here and let's create some positive energy and create yourself some positive, what do we call it? Positive progress, right? Let's see you guys on Tuesday, same time, same channel. Go win, guys.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? Let me ask us, can't get what we do without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wanting more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way. Swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk about it? Can we just talk? Can we just talk?